Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, 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 and welcome once again. Yes, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is back. I miss each and every one of you individually and collectively. I hope y'all missed me too. Did y'all? Tell me the truth. I know y'all did. I know you did. Well, happy Monday evening to each of you. Get ready for an amazing 2 hours. We're going to talk some talk, shoot the breeze, answer questions, and all that good stuff. I hope your day started with a smile, and I know for sure if it did start with a smile, it's going to end with a bigger smile and peace after hanging out with me, because y'all know how we do on the LSO Treat Show. So did somebody say, who is me? Well, let me tell you who me is. Me is LSO, the founder and owner of Treats and Things LLC and LSO exclamation point. I am an HBCU undergraduate and a master summa cum laude graduate. And that's just some of the backbones of my educational hashtag, my LSO journey. Brooklyn's very own LSO is an author, is an author of 3 self-published erotic books and 1 inspirational book. And there's so much more to LSO and the brand. Let's not forget, she is the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Ha ha, that's what we're listening to right now. LSO exclamation point combines fantasy fashions of someone's story. Who knows? It might be yours, but I won't tell. The creative diversity in the writing captures you with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce in your fantasy, truth, or a combination of both. It's an escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. It introduces you to outside-the-box experiences in total liberty of being your authentic self. Here is where your fantasies become your reality and without judgment. Books of recipes, that add the spice, for intimacy, romance, and any of your sexual desires, allowing you to express the sensuality of the words into your life, the freedom, freeing yourself to enjoy your fantasies, your alter egos, learn your body, your likes, your dislikes, bask in how it makes you feel. It's all fiction until you make it real. Y'all like that? Y'all like that? Feel real? Ha-ha! LSO just be busting out with stuff. Anyway, inspiration to dig into self and be your best organically. And you deserve yourself in happiness and success. LSO was told to do big things, and hashtag, I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. I so enjoy what I do. If I think it, it can be done. Speaking life into self is an affirmation that, yes, I can, and yes, I will. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show on that note? If not, get ready for this evening's topic, dating with a purpose, relationship ready. Note. These are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be necessary, but no worries. LSO have the paddle and whip ready. She have it in a collection, and you too can have it in your collection. How are each of you out there doing today? I so missed y'all. I really, really did. But, you know, sometimes LSO needs a break as well. You know, I went on vacation as well as 1 week I was on vacation, and the week prior I was preparing to go on vacation, and also in preparing, work was in overload, and, you know, you got things that you have to do. But you know what? I am back. Ouch. You know what, y'all? I hit my elbow. I know I'm all over the place. I hit my elbow somewhere in DR, and now I have a scab on my arm. And today I rubbed up against it, and I'm, like, rubbing my arm, like, what is this? And I have a scab on my arm from where I bruised myself. Listen, I need somebody to come care for me because I have a bruise. I have a boo-boo on my arm. Who's coming to take care of me? I'll wait until everybody don't answer at the same time. Anyway, tonight we want to dive into tonight's topic is dating with a purpose, relationship ready. You know, it's interesting, you know, sometimes I create the questions and then create the topic to go with the questions. And then sometimes I create the topic and then think of questions to put with the topic. Or I have one question and then I pose a whole show around that one question. So, you know, it started out I was going to do a single in Sex in the City because I haven't did one of those in a long time, but the questions that I was coming up with took a turn. So it's similar. It's along the lines. But you know what? I'm going to get in y'all business. Y'all get in my business, and we're going to share in conversation. Okay, the first question was a good pickup or flirt line. We had a gentleman say, don't have pickup lines, but to start off with someone, I'll compliment them on something like their hair or nails, and from the reaction of how a conversation, and the reaction is how a conversation starts and often runs. But that's usually, you know, usually the case that, you know, a way of, the best pickup line is, I would say, a greeting. I agree with you. You greet someone, and you're maybe not necessarily greeting them to be flirtatious. You just could be greeting them just to say hello because you walked into a space that was already occupied by other people and you just said something as simple as hello. Some may see it as a flirt depending on, you know, how you said it, if you bat your eyes or if you're saying it with some form of intent. But you never know. That one hello may have brighten someone's day. You may have talked them off the edge. You never know what's going on in someone else's world. And a simple hello can change the whole altitude. And yes, I meant to say altitude. Change the whole altitude or the dynamics of whatever's going on in their world. Now, I've been told that I'm flirting when I'm talking with people. And I know that I'm not flirting. And it's just, for me, it's casual or simple conversation. And like, oh, you flirting. So what makes me having a conversation with someone flirting? I don't understand. I haven't gotten the answer to that yet. But, you know, that's what some people tend to say. But whatever. I haven't heard a good pickup line or a good flirt line. It's like, somebody discarded the flirting manual, so it's no longer available. So I guess the basic and the simplest way is to just go out and just strike up a conversation with someone. And if it leads to flirting within the conversation, you know, you could throw little jabs in about the person's smile or the person's teeth or how pretty they are, or, you know, I would like to go out with you, you know, in the midst of a conversation. You know, little things like that. I don't know how well that would go for if a woman, but, you know, women, us women, we tend to slide, you know, slickness in there too. So it's not just the men with the slick stuff as, you know, oh, well, how was your day? You want to go out with me? I can't remember which comedian said that, but one of the comedians said, whatever a man greets you, he's always underlying with him communicating with you is always the underlying of him flirting with you or him wanting to date you or be with you or something like that. But you know what, men? Don't think y'all the only ones who got that little slickness, because, you know, there's women out there who slick with the tongue too, pun intended. And, you know, they have their little flirtiness on as well. But for me, a simple hello. Simple hello. And just keep it pushing. What do y'all out there have to say? Text me, inbox me. You know, let me know if you want to come on and you want to say, you want to answer the question too. Don't have me just on here talking to y'all or y'all not talking back to me. I want some feedback tonight, ladies and gentlemen out there. Okay, next question. What aspects of yourself do you think draw people to you? Okay, well, let's see. Come on, you know, I've been trying to get this. I have this stuff set up and then things keep moving. And stop it. If y'all can only see what was going on while I'm trying to get the questions here together. I have them up at the top and featured, but my screen keep moving up and down, and I'm trying to scroll left and right so I can get to the question. Okay, here we go. Okay. And I went through all of that, and not one person answered the question in the group. Unbelievable. Okay, what aspects of yourself do you think draw people to you? Well, I would say I think my smile, my laughter, my conversation, and then, you know, during the conversation you'll hear or you'll know that I'm very well versed in many skills. You will also be made aware of my education and some of the things that I like to do. And even though I watch sports every now and again, if you put me in a space and sports is on and that's the way of communicating, I will pick it up and we can have a whole conversation and I may not know a lick of one thing of nothing. You can ask you can ask my niece about that. And we were watching football. Now, I know some things. I know the basics. And I was calling out plays, and I was doing all these hand gestures. And my niece's dad just knew, I knew what I was talking about. And lo and behold, I knew a lick of nothing. I was repeating what they were saying. So I was almost saying it along with them, but saying it a little louder so that it sounded like I was saying it first. But, you know, if you hang around my siblings or my family members long enough, you're going to pick up on sports. I also know how to talk politics as well, even though I hate talking politics. But sometimes every now and again, you have to be a little bit political and, you know, give your little theories or, you know, your truths behind some of the things that's going on. You can't be in a world and oblivious to everything that's going on. And as much as we may have liked or disliked certain presidents or vice presidents or councilmen or whatever, even though the dislike may have been there, you still had to pay attention to them so you know how to move and operate. And especially on a politics side, I always tell people the best time to vote is when they're doing for councilmen, councilmen, councilwomen, the judges, I don't want to say lower level because everyone has a purpose and everyone has to do their purpose on the level that they're doing it on. But at the level that you vote, which we just had a vote a couple of weeks ago, that is the main level that you need to vote on. And the reason why is because those are the people that are tangible. You can get to them quicker. then you can get to the president or some of the other elected people in the office. These are the people you can go to town hall meetings and voice your opinion, and they hear you to vote into the office so that you can kind of have a conversation with them, so to say, and enough of a conversation will get them to move on your behalf. And I'm not saying you're going to get everything done, but that's the level that you get them on. So that's, you know, an aspect about me that, you know, I can hold a conversation in something as, you know, I don't want to say simple as politics, but I hate talking politics, but I know enough to have a conversation and hold a conversation. What else draw people to me? Outside of the obvious, my beauty, yes. My niece is going to say, oh, she's such a narcissist. I'm really not a narcissist, but I do enjoy telling myself how beautiful I am, because, you know, you can't depend on nobody else to tell you. So I don't mind looking in the mirror and telling myself, you know, it's like an affirmation, because, you know, dark-skinned people, they tend to have a stereotype, and, you know, people think that because you're dark or brown or whatever, that you're not pretty, you're not beautiful. And I have to remind myself every day that I'm beautiful, and not saying I'm reminding myself because I don't think I am. I'm reminding myself just to make sure I know that I am. So, you know, but the obvious outside of my beauty is, you know, I have an asset that comes along with me thanks to my mom. You know, that's one of the things she gifted me, and that was a gift ever since I was a child. I was skinny, wearing 14 slim in high school, slim with a big butt and hips, and they've never gone anywhere, no matter what I did. Even when I lost weight, that didn't go anywhere. That stayed. So, excuse me, no, that's just a couple of the things that draw people to me. But once you get drawn into me and you start having a conversation, then you see things a little differently. Then all the other aspects, you know, come into play. And it's not so much about what's in front of me or what's behind me. It's what I am and who I am and, you know, within the conversation that we are having. Okay, next question is, what do you think sets you apart as the perfect me? And, of course, I put perfect in parentheses because I believe no one is perfect but God himself. But I am the most perfect imperfectional, and I'm the most perfect imperfect person ever. And if you have that same guidelines, then yes, you too will be perfect. And again, no one answered that question either. I don't know, people. Y'all know y'all supposed to be answering all these questions. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and answer. LSO, what do you think sets you apart as the perfect mate? Well, I would say I'm God-fearing, I'm loving, caring, kind. I can cook. Ha-ha. Not many people can cook. I can do laundry. I know how to fold the fitted sheets properly and nice and neat. Ha! And I know that's just a joke, but a lot of people can't do that. I could be your wife, your girlfriend, your show girl, your best friend. I can be all that rolled up in one. Just give me a couple of outfit changes in the bedroom. You can have whatever it is you want to have a good time, and it's just little old me giving you all of what you want, making your fantasies a reality. I can be your best friend. I can be your prayer warrior. I can be your chef. And these are things that we kind of assume people can do or should do or want to do, but the reality is maybe not so much of it being done or the doing of it. Now, just because I came from a family that can cook didn't necessarily mean that I would be able to cook as well. But behold, I can cook because I came from a family that can cook. And I was always in the kitchen when my mom cooked, and I would help her, you know. But one of the things I didn't get from her is how to make peas and rice. That I didn't get. I don't know how to make peas and rice, and I don't know how to make rice and peas. That I did not learn how to do. I know how to do it now, but when I did it the very first time, it wasn't good. I don't know what you call it, but it was a dessert. I call it syrup bread because it's made from alga syrup. But the day that I actually made it, my sister being greedy, she had the syrup bread, as we call it, with Sunny D orange juice. When I tell you that sent my sister's sugar so high. Now, I didn't know because now I know, and then now common sense also, because the alga syrup is so sweet, you really don't need sugar, or if you do use sugar, very little. I'm putting sugar in it like I'm making a cake, and there's nothing else sweet in it but the sugar that I'm putting in it. But I'm a little better now. I know what I'm doing, and I can hold my own. So, and every time I cooked something, my mom gave me, once she gave me the stamp of approval on it, she no longer made it. So, and then I became the cook. So those are some of the aspects that, you know, set me aside as the perfect maid. Also, I'm educated, so... And I'm an entrepreneur, so that right there, if you find a like-minded person, both of us, you know, we're heading in a direction of being perfect for each other, and we can bounce things and ideas and visions off of each other, and we can make things happen. And a lot of people can't do that. They get stuck and settled in their ways and thinking their way is the only way, and it makes things toxic. But unlike me, I'm just the perfect, imperfected person that's hoo-hoo, here I am. And the person who gets with me, I'm telling you, I will be the best thing ever in their life. That's right. Go ahead and say it, Vanessa. Such a narcissist, but I'm really, really not. I just know what I bring to the table. And it's not so much of bringing to the table. I can bring the whole house with a table. You can have whatever table you want. You can have a coffee table. You can have a dining table. You can have a kitchen table. You can have a snack tray. But I know my worth, and I know what I bring to a relationship. So Mr. Right for me, when he come on and I'm waiting for him, then, you know, we'll be ready for each other and we can make it rock out. A message came in. It says, amen. You know, that's how it is. And actually, I had a dream the other night that my Mr. Right for me was there, and it was just, like, so wonderful. Like, nothing was wrong. And I was like, oh, this is too kind of scary, but I like it. I'm ready. So, I'm like, listen, what's going to be for me will be for me. And I put my, as I say, I put my bid in already. So I'm ready for my blessings and for my Mr. Right for me to come along and sweep me off of my feet. And we kumbaya, la la la, and all that good stuff. Okay. What initially gets him or her a first date? A young lady put chemistry in conversation. Another young lady put conversation in connection, which is both of them more or less say the same thing. And, you know, I agree as well with them. So, LSO, what initially gets him a first date? I would say his conversation, his smile, his dress, the cologne he wears. And, you know, some of those are some superficial things, you know, such as the dress and the cologne or whatever. But as a visual person, that's something I would see and smell initially and like, Because, you know, if a man smells good and he's well-groomed, that scent of his smell sends an alert to my hormones like, you need to check that out and see what's what. And also, if he can hold a conversation. And when I say hold a conversation, it don't have to be so intense of a conversation, but a conversation outside of using 2 and 3 letter words or using Ebonic, so to say. You know, there's a time and a place for everything. Not saying you have to sound all educated. You have to sound like a profane enough in front of the classroom giving a lecture. But, you know, have some oomph and some swag in the conversation. I'm telling you, a man with swag can do wonders. Ooh, excuse me, I hiccup. He can do wonders. And I'm not just talking about the swag in the way, excuse me, now I got the hiccups, in the way he walk or the way he talk, but also the swag in the way he dress or swag in the way that he, you know, lean and watch and just, you know, peep what's going on around, just looking nice and smooth, clean and crisp, like, okay, swag can get you a first date. Make me do a double take, like, Popo, who that is? But anyway, y'all know we got to play music. I don't want to hear it, people. Do not tell me anything about the playing the music because we have to play music. And, of course, I didn't bring any water. As I'm sitting here just to talking, and I have nobody to go and get me the water. So I got to figure this one out. But anyway, I will be right back. Do not go anywhere. You understand me? Hold a minute.
And the rainbow trail.
As the rainbow
up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this Flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Hey, Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up, and girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this dog, you're my veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian, and for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian, and you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian, I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian, with me it's all carried to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, but I won't surprise him. We already tried them. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open, let me blindfold ya. About to take over, I'm ready to show ya. Something that you said we need to pay close for. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and scent. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
Moment. He wanna take my picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen. Call up the publisher, put me in a magazine just to show. cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs, put him in a coma.
About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and scent. Make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
Yo, you say I'm so next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to
freaky shit.
Baby, you clown. You should've joined the circus. You're something like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call a doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and scent. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
See me in that body paint.
Wow. I think I'm gonna write this one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pimp pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you. And make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late night creeping with any other girl. Cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrapped in foil in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You.
Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations by Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening. The best you ever have, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought. Hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the road, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the ties of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Be your sunshine, your moon. I wanna be your sunny day.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Ha ha. Welcome back. I know I made a couple of people on the line happy. I know what I got to do, ladies and gentlemen. I know the songs that y'all like. I know it. I forgot to leave y'all off with the question, so when I come back, y'all could, you know, have hit me up or whatever with the answer. But the next question is, how do you know he or she is the one for you? Wait a minute, a message just came in. Let's see what this message says, if it's pertaining to... Oh, I got it. Thank you. As you said, see, I didn't even request it. I know my responsibilities. Oh, what was I saying? Oh, a young lady put, he's not, and she put in quote, the one, end quote, he's the one for right now. Okay, I guess she must be talking of a current situation. So LSL, how do you know he or she is the one for you? I would say we will click automatically. Of course, I will probably get the butterflies. And just from the conversation, it's an indescribable feeling, but you know what it is when you feel it, and somebody else will know what it is too, if they've ever felt it. But sometimes, you know, when you know or when you think you know that this person is for you, be sure to use your heart and your mind simultaneously. Don't put one hierarchy, you know, put them in a hierarchy and one over the other, because therefore you're leaving out a whole lot of missing pieces when you do that. When you have them both working simultaneously together, it will be more beneficial on your behalf because everything is in sync. Because when you use your heart over your mind, your heart is going to pump you bullshit and you're going to accept the bullshit. But then when you use your mind over to your heart, then your mind is going to navigate and it's going to take you on this whole ride or whatever. But when you put them both together, you can be more selective in who you are including into your space, into your energy, into your environment, as well as what environment, space, or energy you want to put yourself in. So when you use them together, and there you go, you'll know. It's just, you'll know. And if you don't know per se, I'm sure you'll know if the person, so if you know the person isn't for you, stop settling and just making do for the time being, or, you know, just to pass time, because you just wasting unnecessary time, you know, that time that you're wasting with the person that you already know that's not for you. You can be mentally and physically preparing yourself for the person that is for you. So don't, if you're not sure if this person is the one, I'm sure you'll get a feeling to know that this same person is not the one. And women, we have this innate feeling that we know things, and we get this gut feeling that majority of the time we will tend to ignore for the sake of settling, or it's something in the meantime, or it's fun for the moment, or whatever the case may be. Listen to that feeling that we have, and follow it. Don't allow anything else to deter you from anything different. Oh, excuse me, such a lady, because that's where you'll get all screwed up in the midst of everything, because you're not listening to yourself, and you end up settling or going through some things that could have been avoided had you just waited, because your feeling didn't sit right with you initially. What's a relationship cliche you like or dislike? Well, a young lady put that within 30, 90 days, you're supposed to know if the person is someone you're supposed to marry. And, you know, I agree with you on that, you know, it's been spoken about that, you know, within 90 days, a man know. And sometimes the truth, because within the first day, you may know. Because I do believe in love at first sight. And love at first sight that's lasting. Let me put lasting in front of it. Lasting love at first sight. And it didn't take 30 days, 90 days, 45 days. Could have took 45 seconds. And, you know, both knew. And usually when it's love at first sight, I believe that both know at the same time. It's not he knows and she don't know, or she knows and he don't know. I believe that both of them know. It's just that spark, or in that moment, it's like, yes, this is my forever after, my forever always. And again, I think that it happens simultaneously. One don't know before the other. It sort of kind of happens at the same time. Now, this next question is very interesting because of the way of the world right now, and some may find it distasteful, but in the same token, certain questions really need to be asked because of the height of what's going on in the world now, and you want something that you're familiar with, and because people are transitioning to what they feel like in that moment, or, you know, they believe that this is who they were supposed to be all along, so now this is who they are now as an adult, but y'all share the same organs, and some feel that they don't need to tell you because that's their business, whereas others feel, yes, you should tell me because that's not what I'm interested in. So it's kind of, you can't find that happy medium in there. So certain questions really need to be asked initially and upfront to save anything along the way. And no, don't try to, oh, I can change this person or this, this, that, and third. Stop it. If that's not where the person is, leave them where they are and let them be happy with what they're used to or what they're accustomed to, and stop trying to change people or want people to believe what you feel is right for you. Just because it's right for you don't mean it's right for them. So what are some of the first date questions? Well, we had a young lady put, are you really still in love with her? What are your values for yourself? When it comes to mental health, do you take that seriously? Do you take your personal health seriously? Do you show your emotions when you are feeling pain? How important is communication to you when you are getting to know someone? How do you communicate? All of those are all very, very valid questions. And the one in reference to, are you still in love with your ex? Now, I believe there's a difference between loving someone and in love with someone. You loving the person is meaning you still care for them. You care for their well-being. You wish nothing to happen to them. You in love with them is like, oh, I got to have you. I want to be with you. You're my world. You're X, Y, and Z. And that's a good question, especially if your ex gave you a child, or you and your ex have a child together. Sometimes it's hard to remove the love and the in love because y'all have a common denominator. But in the same way that y'all have that same common denominator, you can also erase that common denominator, meaning that you can't use that as an excuse as to why your feelings are the way your feelings are. And as you go along, you know, in the conversation, you can see how someone values themselves or know their worth in the world, because in the conversation will kind of guide it towards them giving you the answer without you actually asking them. And mental health is very, very serious. Some will admit, some will not admit. And you need to know it's not just mental health for the person, but mental health in their family, like especially their immediate family, because sometimes the apple don't fall too far from the tree, and you need to know these things, especially what if you and a person is out on a date, and a person didn't tell you they have a nut allergy, and you see the person convulsing or doing whatever, yes, you know, call 911. It's the first thing, but had you known this before, you wouldn't have took him or her into a place where there's nuts, you know? So these are little things you need to know, and it's not just the mental health, it's just health overall, mental, physical. You need to know these things. So LS to the Izzo, what are some first date questions? I think you should ask about their upbringing, especially because some people have the older child syndrome, the middle child syndrome, the baby child. But babies don't have no syndromes. We're just the best. But, but you know, you want to know how their childhood was or their upbringing was, so that kind of gauge how they maneuver when, you know, you ask a certain question or you do a certain thing. I think this is a political way you can ask this, but, you know, with the height of the world, I don't know if you can ask this now, more or less. You know, are you born with a prostate and an Adam's apple, or are you born with ovaries, fallopian tubes, cervix? You know, that's, I don't know if it's politically correct to ask, but in all fairness, I want to know, because I'm interested in you coming from the manufacturer with a penis. That's me. Others may be accepting of whatever. I'm not saying I dislike or like or anything. I accept people as human beings, and this is who they are. This is what they are. But I want you to come from the manufacturer with these parts. I don't want you to transform these parts into these parts. I want to know about his goals. What is his short-term goals? Like, in short-term, it can be as simple as, what are your plans for tomorrow? You know, and some people don't even know what they're going to do tomorrow, or what do you want to wear to work tomorrow? Some people don't even know that. They don't know what they're going to wear to work tomorrow until they get up in the morning and start looking for something to wear, and they put something together and be like, yeah, ta-da. But these are some of the things you should want to know, because that gives you an idea that they're forecasting, that they're ahead of the game. You know, I'm not saying you have to give me your rundown, your media kit, or your thesis, but for, you know, short conversation or whatever, yeah, I need to know those things. You can ask something as simple as, what have life taught you? And in asking that question, you can get so many things answered. You can find out about their upbringing, about, you know, what life has taught them, because they may talk about with their siblings or with their family members or going to school or whatever. With that particular question, you're going to get a lot of things. I'm sorry, you'll hear, that particular question can bring out a lot of different answers to a lot of different other questions that you don't even have to ask if you answer that. Ask them, what is your purpose? Some people still don't know what their purpose, they don't know what their purpose in life is. And are you living in your purpose? Some people may know what their purpose is, but they're not living in it. And who knows what the reasoning is behind it. And then You know, ask him, is he healthy? Is he not healthy? And these are things that you should know. Again, y'all go out on a date and you don't know if he has some illness and something triggers that illness. So, you know, that's the last thing you need to be out on a date with someone if you didn't know that they had a illness. And not all illnesses are visual. You can see it. Some is internal, and you won't know unless the person tell you. So, you know, those are things you need to ask just for your sanity. And I'm looking, did I actually answer the question what a relationship cliche I like or dislike, or was I just talking, you know, based on what someone else said? Because I know one of the things I was thinking of as well, just to backpedal, one of the cliches is don't have sex on a first date or the person never going to want to be with you or this, that, and the third. Listen, as an adult, and I'm saying as an adult because, you know, there are young adults having sex on first dates or having sex, period, where they're teenagers or whatever, that's not a judgment, a good judgment call. I'm talking about as a grown adult who can make a rational decision and who can back up that rational decision that they make. If that's what you choose to do, because some people, they don't want a relationship. They just want the sexual part of it. And if that's what you tell the person and they're fully aware of it, I don't see what the problem is. Just be safe for yourself and as well as the other person, but ultimately be safe for yourself. What's a first date outfit? Now, you know, a lot of times, you know, oh, I'm going on a date. You're not sure, you know, what to wear, how to wear. You don't want to be overdressed. You don't want to be underdressed. You know, first off, if you know beforehand where you're going, that can sort of kind of dictate what it is you're going to wear. Now, if you know you're going to be around a bunch of dirt, like ATV driving, or if you're going to a park, you know, you're not going to want to wear no heels. But some people can walk in heels all day, and walking in the park or whatever, you know, you can wear shoes. But what if y'all going rock climbing? You don't want to have on no dress shoes and a dress, or, you know, some slacks and some shoes, your hombre shoes, and going rock climbing. So, you know, the outfit can be dictated based on where you're going. But if you don't know where you're going, in the summertime, something as quick and simple as a sundress and a sandals or sundress and shoes is cool. But ladies, make sure your feet, your toes are polished. Don't just be throwing them in sandals and they're not looking right. Or you can wear jeans and a blouse and shoes or sandals. For men, a nice button-down shirt, a pair of jeans. They can, you know, wear sneakers, but a fresh pair of sneakers, or not, it doesn't necessarily have to be a fresh pair of sneakers, but clean sneakers. Don't come looking raggedy. Now, if you wear some gray sweatpants, that may be a problem, because that may be a big distraction, considering if the big part of it is correct. But in the group, we had a gentleman put the perfect outfit as a birthday suit. And I don't know if that was a joke, not a joke, or whatever the case may be, but that caused a lot of conversation, you know, going back and forth in reference to it. But ultimately it boiled down to him saying, you know, what did he say? Conversation dinner and whatever she desires is how I treat a date. as far as dress, it depends on where we're going. Wherever we go, I usually very well dressed regardless. So, okay, well, here you go. He's well dressed. A young lady put, depends on where we're going, but in a cute dress. You can't go wrong with a dress, lady. Why? Because it's one piece. You don't have to worry about looking for a top and the bottom. You have one piece, you're done. You're complete. A gentleman put, this is what I'm wearing, and he has on, it looked like a nice linen suit, single-breasted linen suit, and a, not a dressy dress shirt, but, you know, a nice little shirt, nice shirt underneath. I don't know what he had on his feet, but more than likely, he probably had on shoes. A young lady put, in this heat, she put question marks, a sundress. Yeah, well, you know, you cannot go wrong with a sundress. And those who are ready to bear it all, like sundress and no undies, rock out. But just be mindful now, you're going on a first date. And another young lady put dress or skirt in a fitted T-shirt, but it can also be jeans depending on where we're going. So, you know, ultimately it's where you're going, but if you don't know where you're going, it's always safe to just be nice and casual. No one's saying, you know, I have to dress up and put on a prom dress or something like that. Be casual and see where it takes you. See where it takes you. But ultimately, be neat and clean. Men, there's nothing wrong with getting your nails cleaned and buffed. I can't stand a man whose nails are dirty. Please. Clean up under your nails, and there's nothing wrong with buffing to get a little shine on it, and it's just like a part of grooming so that you're well manicured. It has nothing to do with sexuality or anything. It's the grooming of it, because no woman, preferably me, wants you touching me and your hands, your fingernails are dirty. It's like, yuck. If your fingernails are dirty, I'm thinking your mouth is dirty. And those are two things that I don't want touching any part of me because it's not clean. Well, how do you know there will be a second date? Well, a gentleman put, she grabs my crotch while kissing me deeply on the first date. Well, all right. Now, if she's doing all of that, y'all may have several more dates after that. But I'm not mad at you. And a young lady puts the vibe. Yeah, you'll know if you want to know, if you want to spend more time with a person. And usually, like before, as you're getting to know the person and you speak on the telephone, usually you have like long conversations on the telephone. Then you have that first date. Sometimes you pick up from where the conversations left off, or sometimes you start new conversations. And if it's intriguing enough, you're going to want to go out again. And even if it's just for conversation, and going out doesn't necessarily mean you have to spend a lot of money. You can go and have tea, you know, have coffee, and go sit in a park. Well, now it's a little bit too hot to be sitting in a park. But you can go to a museum, somewhere where it's AC. Hell, go to a cooling station. Something fun, something interesting, something you may have never done again. But usually the chemistry in the conversation and the body language during the first date will signal if there will possibly be a second date. Or if you know the date, you know, things may have gotten messed up. Somebody was late because of whatever the reasons, or someone had to work a little later, so the date got pushed back. And so maybe you want to continue the date because you didn't get everything out in the first date. That will warrant a second date. But now if you make it to the third date, you're like, oh, shucks, now, okay, let's see. You know, by then you're learning more and more the person, and as you learn more about the person, that makes them interesting to you and you wanting to know more about them. So, but ladies and gentlemen, y'all know how that goes. You know, we got to play some music. So I'm going to play some music, but I'm going to leave y'all with this question. What is a deal breaker before entering a relationship? Made you think, but I will be right back, so don't go anywhere.
If you got it, it ain't a question. Boy, ain't no one for guessing. So more than emotionally invested. Showing you all my imperfection. Oh, if I let you in, take me for granted. Yeah. If I was something you could manage. Yeah. Hoping one week, oh, we could be friends. Closer to me, oh, giving me.
Tears on my eyes, Wonder if you hearing my cries. Told me you care, that's a lie. You don't really feel what I feel. Feel like I really got killed. Wonder what really was real. I can't love anyone still. No love left in my heart for no one. Cause it's too hard and it's easier to just be alone. That way I can't get hurt. When I lost my last, I lost my soul. And I know it can't get worse. Oh no, I fell in love one time. And love just one time. That was the very last time. And I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again. Fall in love again. I will never fall in love again. I will never fall in love again.
Oh, you must think I'm stupid, huh? You must think I'm stupid, huh? It's crazy how it was demons all on my blessings. I trusted in promises, but I promised that I regret it. Promised that I won't never let you mistake me for desperate. Promised that I won't never let you mistake me for desperate. I fell in love, but I won't fall in love with everyone. Some people get they all get hurt and they get extra dumb. Walk around looking for somebody that's gonna help them up. I get the reminiscing, calling all they exes up. Not me, nope, not me. You break my heart, I don't break down, I break free. You know somebody looking for love, it ain't me. Being thirsty around me, all you get is a brain freeze. Cause my heart cold, yeah my heart froze. I might shine, but I swear I got a dark soul. I might look like I'm heavy, but I'm not though. Just been keeping yellow pain since my heart broke. I fell in love one time, and love just one time. That was the very last time, and I will never fall in love again. Fall in love again, fall in love again. I will never fall in love again, I will never fall in love again.
Welcome back, welcome back. When I left off with the question, what is a deal breaker before entering a relationship? Okay, we had a gentleman put bad spending habits. You know, that's very key because some people live beyond their means and they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, the Williams, the Robertsons, and all that other stuff. Don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. So finances is yeah, that's a high. A young lady put, I will die on this hill because everything else can be worked on. One, cheating. Two, emotional abuse / neglect. And three, unwilling / unable to communicate honestly. Well, all right, right, right. This is Vixen's favorite, Morley Moore. I had to say his name because we laugh whenever he makes comments. He put, you need some money. And we had another gentleman put, entering. Wow, that's like serious. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to get that yarn out. I'm sorry. Yeah, sometimes when you leave a bad relationship, it kind of gives you a salty taste with wanting to get back into a relationship again. And it's going to take that very special someone to break down the walls, to get to you, because you are going to be so closed off until you heal. And even after you heal, you know, you're still going to have those moments where it's going to take a minute for you to get back in the game and put yourself back out there and be open and accepting of your Mr. or Mrs. Right for you. So, LSO, what is a deal breaker before entering a relationship? Bad hygiene, toxic behavior, lying. And I don't want this to sound harsh or anything, but if a person has an ailment that they hide, that's a deal breaker because, again, like I said earlier, what if something was to happen and we're out and about? What if I didn't know you have an allergy and they cooked in what you have an allergy to, and you don't have your EpiPen on you. Or you do have your EpiPen, but I'm not aware that you have an EpiPen or where your EpiPen is or how to use the EpiPen. I'm just saying, I do know how to use an EpiPen, but I'm just saying these are things that, you know, you need to make people aware of, and it's more so for you as well as the other person as well. Come on. The question is, what, if anything, would you compromise for a relationship? Well, a gentleman put spending habits, and a young lady put feeling disrespected. I agree with both of those. You should never, ever be in a relationship where you feel you are being disrespected on any level. And if you've ever felt that you was disrespected and you called the person on it and they did not apologize, that's a problem. That's a problem as well. You know, when people do something to you that offends you and it hurts you, call them on it when it happens, because they could be coming from a relationship or a situation where that was accepted. That was the way they communicated in their relationship, and it was accepted. And that form of their communication was based on love. Now, you know, everybody, you know, experience love differently now. So they may bring that same love that they had in that relationship and bring it over into a new relationship they're trying to manifest, and that's a strong no in that relationship, because that's a no, what are you doing? So I would say, you know, again, the bad hygiene, the toxic behavior, and the lying. And ladies and gentlemen, when y'all see the toxic behavior, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. And don't say, oh, it was just this particular time that the behavior was toxic. No, this is toxic behavior. Toxic behavior is behavior that's toxic on a regular, not just for the moment or just that particular situation. It's been toxic all along. So what, if anything, would you compromise? You know, I'm of the age now where I am no longer building a man. You know, like build a bear, you build a man. No, I'm not doing that. He must come already assembled, and we build together, not, you know, building him up from a foundation. And I'm not raising a grown man. I'm not compromising on that. You're 30, 40, 50 years old. You're grown. If you don't know how to be a man, Google it. You can Google everything else in the world. Google how to be a man, or traits on being a positive man, traits on being a good male role model, whatever. Figure it out. I'm not building you up from the ground up and then, lo and behold, put all that investment into you, and voila, you're no longer here. Not doing it. Been there, done it, not doing it no more. Come already assembled, and we can build together. So that's something I'm no longer going to compromise with. What relationship advice would you give your past self? Open up the wrong one. Okay, we had a young lady put, if it's not reciprocal, don't waste your time. Just leave. No need to beg or fight. Fight about it. Just walk away peacefully. You know, it's interesting that people don't know how to walk away peacefully. They have to put on this whole dramatic scene. And some people feel if they can't have you, nobody else should be able to, but yet they're not good for you and you're not good for them, yet they don't want to let go. And or they will tend to be out and about and doing whatever the hell they want to do, but yet you can't go out and about and find or be found from the person who is right for you. And that's such a selfish behavior. Another young lady put, don't waste so many of your good years. Exactly. Enjoy the good years where you're up and able to do certain things and you're able to do them freely. Now, whether that be whatever, you could just up and be about it and don't waste it on, oh, well, it's coming soon, or let me just give it another try, or let me just wait a little bit longer. We almost, no. Come already assembled and all of that will already come along with the relationship. And another young lady put, it takes two people to work and keep the relationship. That part is so true. One can't be working on the relationship while the other one is doing whatever the hell they want to do. Both have to be willing parties to work on it together. But sometimes it's not even worth the work. So you have to realize when you should work on it and when you should let it go, especially when someone always got to have the last word or think they shit don't stink, so to say, until you rub their face in it. And even when you do rub their face in their own shit, they still don't think it stinks. You know what? Leave that person right where they are. Or whenever they throw things on you to make it seem as if you're the problem, you're the issue, and that's not what you said or not what you did, but they're deflecting things just to cover up whatever it is they got going on and then try to make it seem like, oh, well, it's all you. You. You the one who did this. You the one who did that. Let that go. Let that go. I learned. Now, let it go. If it ain't working, it got to go, period. So, LSO, what relationship advice would you give your past self? Don't settle. You don't have to settle. You don't have to settle for anything you don't want. Even if it's just something for the moment, you still don't have to settle. And it's okay to let go of who is not for you. If you feel that in your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, or whatever, let it go. No need to waste any time trying to fix her up. Nah. You want to fix her up or get a house, and you have plenty of fixing up to do. Not fixing up a man. Not doing it. Do not invest too much time if you feel the relationship is not going anywhere or the relationship is stagnant. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go for your sanity, for your peace. No, stop holding on to what's damaging to self. Because the tighter you hold on, the more damage you do to the grip that you're holding on to. But in reality, what are you really holding on to? Are you holding on to lies? Are you holding on to deceit? Are you holding on to toxicity? What are you really holding on to if you are not benefiting in the relationship? Man, listen. Time to, I think I better let it go. Ow, let it go. Now, how many chances do you give to love again? Okay, we had a gentleman put, damn, I'm not sure. While I'm guarded, I think I do a good job of allowing people in to a degree. Enough to see that my love is genuine, which usually triggers reciprocity. I think I said that right. You know, that blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's what I got going on right now. As far as in love goes, I'm a lot more sensitive about that part. Very careful with telling women I love them. A lot of times their picture is not the same on the end, despite how I slow roll things. You know, that's true. Again, so he understands the difference of loving someone and being in love with someone. I think for me as well, being in love with someone, I'm a little bit more guarded. It takes a little bit more time for me to get to that in love stage. But the love, that's genuine, you know, because that's a caring, that's a emotional side, and you cuddle up on the love part. But the in love takes some work. You have to put some work in for all of that. Okay, a gentleman put, you get three. Well, two because on three, I'm Swayze. Swayze. For me not to fuck with you. As for love, that ship has sailed, crashed, and sank to the bottom of the sea. Wow. He finds love again. And this time it won't sink. A lady put up a meme. She put zero, none. So she gives no chances. I guess on the first shot, that's it. If you don't get on the first shot, you out the game. Another young lady put, I can't put a number on it. I just know that I deserve to be loved, and I won't stop until I find the right one. Absolutely, or the right one finds you, whichever come first, or y'all bump into each other. A gentleman put infinity so far, and a young lady put till my last breath. But, you know, that's good to know that, you know, some people have not given up on love where, you know, and that's a good experience to have, to love on someone and to be loved by someone. And if that never happened for you, I hope that you get that somewhere along the lines of your living, because it's well worth to be in love with someone and someone be in love with you and both of you loving on each other. It's well worth to have that in a relationship. So I would say for me, until it is my perfect or, you know, quote unquote perfect for me and for us. So it's not one-sided of how many times I give it, because when I give it again, I'm looking to get it all back. And just because I give it in one fashion doesn't mean I want it back in that same fashion. There's different ways to love again on someone. And falling out of love stings, but it's not the end of the world. And tomorrow is another day, and there's other chances, you know, on life itself. So just because the love is not here today doesn't mean I can't get the love tomorrow or the day after or, you know, somewhere in the near future. So I'm not going to totally discard it. I know it'll happen again. When, I don't know. But like I always say, my Mr. Perfect or my Mr. Right for me. And so once he comes along, then voila, that's where it will be. When was the last time you felt butterflies? Okay, let me go previously. We had all comments. Okay, a gentleman put many, many years ago, another gentleman, when two of them landed on my arm in Prospect Park, a young lady put daily, another young lady put yesterday. A gentleman put truth, not too long ago when this shorty I was entertaining tried to gaslight me, talking about, quote unquote, I'm going to be honest, I slept with, and he put Mr., you were not available. So Mr. treated her like crap, and they would spend hours on the phone talking about how he did her dirty several times. He told her, oh, word. And he put, I had heart palpitations and butterflies. All I could say was, well, I dig it. She tried to spin it on me. I said, take me out of it as a friend. I'm saying all of the dudes you deal with, you let the one that did you the most dirty inside, you just to spite another person? Nah, I'm good. She said, let's talk about it. I said, nope, talk to Mr. I don't know why I felt so insulted or panicked. You know, because even though you was investing in her as a friend, you had an attraction to her, and you probably was hoping that she recognized it and or she realized that, you know, you like her and you could be the one for her. But maybe you should have been a little bit more verbal. Now, not saying that could have changed something, but it possibly could have, whereas you think your behavior, what it is that you're doing, she's going to understand and she's going to see it, and she's going to realize, oh, well, he likes me, so maybe let me give this a try. No, you have to speak up, because you can't go on what you think people may or may not know and or feel. A young lady put recently, hubby is away working, and it's nice to get the daily good morning, darling, and the calls and texts throughout the day till bedtime. I used to get that, but no more. I'm a gentleman put, this one time in 1952, LMAO. That was all jokes. And for all honesty, it's been a while. A young lady put, centuries. A gentleman put, wow, it's been a long time. Hell, I'm not sure I can even feel butterflies anymore. Wow. It's time for you to be loved again, Mr. Gentleman. And, of course, Mr. Marley Marl gave the emoji with the winking eye and the licking of the tongue. So we just got to laugh at Marley. And a young lady put, it's been a very long time. It takes a very special person who can stand in his manhood, be vulnerable when he needs to be, because I got his back. That trust is sexy. So when that kind of man walks down the street, butterflies are working through me. All right, all right, all right. Alessa, when was the last time you felt butterflies? I'm going to say it's been a minute, and it's about time I get that flutter back, because I'm deserving of the flutterations. Okay, last question for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. What is a relationship aphrodisiac? Well, a young lady put, communication. You know, communication can go a long way, and depending on how you communicate, can make end or break a whole entire situation. Why? Because of the conversation in the communication. So I totally agree with you, young lady. So LSO, what is a relationship aphrodisiac? I would say be honest and open with yourself, and then be honest and open with him or her. And when you do that, it's like you're giving of yourself freely to the other person, and what they do with it can be a good or a bad thing. But if you know you freely gave that information, and if it comes back reciprocated, it's like, okay, well, let me try this again. What else can I do that's going to come back reciprocated to make me get those little butterflies in my stomach because, you know, you said something nice, or you did a nice gesture, or, you know, like the young lady had said before to the previous question with the butterflies, you know, her hubby would text her the good morning and the good nights and how you doing. And, you know, those things during the course of the day can break up a lot of negativity that goes on throughout the day that may come with work, especially if you deal in full work environment, or if in this particular time of the season, it's stressful. So, you know, to get a good morning, how you doing, and when someone say how you doing and they're genuinely concerned about how you doing, it's not just, you know, the common ground of, oh, hello, how are you, this, that, and the third. It's really, I want to know how you are. I want to know how your day is going. I want to know how your day went. I really want to know what you have for dinner and what you're planning on. I mean, what you have for lunch and what you're planning on having for dinner. These are things I really want to know. I'm not just saying it just to strike up conversation. These are genuine wanting to know. So I think for me, Those are aphrodisiacs. Y'all like that word, right? Don't go around stealing my words, you know. I got to put them in a dictionary. Vixen, aphrodisiacs. You like that word, right? I know you do. You can tell me. You can tell me the truth. You can text me and say yes, because I know you really do. Ladies and gentlemen, as we do it every Monday night, we are on from 8 to 10, and we're coming to the close of this evening's topic. Y'all know we can't close out without giving out congratulations, birthdays, and all that good stuff. So we want to say happy birthday, Joy. Yesterday was her national holiday. And she also celebrates today as well, because I believe she was born on leap year, so she celebrates both days. So happy national holiday, Naisha Joy. Also, happy birthday, Audra Mansar, Papa J, Boogie Black, Kevy Kev, Tillery Holbrook, Lorinda, Pauline, The Great Ty Orr, Nessa, Lesmar, Michelle, Sharon, Enjoy, PJ, and Rod. Happy birthday for those who birthday pass and for those whose birthday coming up. Happy birthday to you. And also, happy one-year anniversary to Dina and Mofo. I pray many, many more years to come of love, peace, and soul. You know, love, peace, happiness, all the good things that can be bestowed upon each of you. Bless your union, and I pray all positive things for you and your marriages and your marriage. Okay, come on. Close out. Oh, condolences to everyone who lost a loved one. Condolences to my coworker. She lost her mom, and yesterday was the memorial. So condolences to you and your boyfriend. Both just lost their parents not too far behind each other, like within a month. So condolences to both of them, and I'm sending hugs and love to you. Don't forget about our military and our essential workers. You know, condolences to them and all the homeless people. You know, when you see the homeless people, not everyone is homeless by choice. It could be happenstance that, you know, someone became homeless for whatever the reason. So, you know, don't turn up your nose at them. If you can't do anything else, if you don't have any money or food or what have you to give them, offer a prayer. Send up a prayer for them. That's the greatest gift that you can give someone, if it's sincere. That's the greatest gift. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. And again, LSO's newest item, the newest book is called Looking Into the Mirror, Introducing Self, Meet Me. And she's also having 30-ounce tumblers where you can have it hot or cold. That's the newest in the collection. Next week, I believe we're going to have a show, a WAP panel. So I'm thinking of the ladies I'm going to get together now so we can sit and chat it up and, you know, shed some light on some things. So I don't know how many young ladies I'm going to have on. It's going to be 3 or 4 of us. And we're just going, you know, talk, to have our little barbershop talk like the men have there. I mean, we're going to have our beauty salon talk like how the men have their barbershop talk, and just let the conversation take on a life of its own. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is or when you're celebrating something, a divorce, anniversary, blah, you change your toenail polish, you change your hand, you change color, you hit whatever. Let us know so you can get an LSO treat show shout out on this special day. And thank you to each and every one of you for your love, support, and encouragement. Thank you for responding in the group. You know, I'll try to keep, you know, things entertaining so that we all can have great conversation. And people are allowed to freely give their testimonies or their research or confessions and know that it's no judgment whatsoever. And they can enjoy doing that freely. Remember, the LSO Treat Show will be coming to you every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them in to listen in as well. And we have some spectacular shows coming up. And or if you would like a show, you would like us to do a show and or be a guest on the show, especially a show that you chose, hit me up and let me know. Let's talk about it. Let's see how we can make this happen. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when y'all on listening, y'all can talk to me too. You can text, inbox, all that good stuff. And I don't know how it works when you call in to listen, how it works when you want to talk, how you can raise your hand. I don't know how it works, but, you know, use the inbox or the text messages, and, you know, I'll be sure to bring you on. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. If you like the music that you heard in the group, if you're in the Facebook group, give them a shout-out. Let them know how you appreciate their music, you like their music. If you looking for more music, and they can direct you of where you can find more of their music. But I also put their ads, so you can check there too if you're looking for more music by a particular artist. Let's show our support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treats.lso.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSO Treats. Also, as I mentioned earlier, LSO has a YouTube channel. It's called LSO M-A-S-K Squiggly D. In order to get an autographed copy of any of LSO merchandise, you got to come directly through my website. And the website, again, is Treats, T-R-E-A-T-S, the letter N, T-H-I-N-G-S, LSO.com. And that's in order to get an autographed copy. But you can also find my first two books, Taste and Treats and Erotic Playground, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com. And just in case, you know, you want to mail it and send it to someone, but it's best to mail and send it, via an autographed copy. There's nothing like getting an autographed copy from the author himself or herself, and herself meaning me. So if you would like an autographed copy, bam, don't forget the playing cards. We have those too. Can't go wrong with that. And closing for this evening. It's always a pleasure spending my Monday evening vibing with each and every one of you in conversation. I really enjoy the interactions within the group and also on the phone when the actual show day. I really do appreciate each and every one of you for doing so. As the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show promises to bring more transparency, awareness, taboo, educational, and more conversations, we hope you enjoyed these past 5 years. Do y'all believe it? It's been 5 years of the LSO Treat Show. Wow. And thus far, I will continue this journey with you, with us, and you are being enlightened and strengthened in each and every show. And of course, y'all know how we do. We get into each other's business. Why? Because that's what we do here, and it's no judgment. So you can freely give of yourself and speak of yourself or whatever the case may be and feel no way. So I hope you enjoyed tonight's show and it left you with something to think about on a topic: dating with a purpose, relationship ready. Are you really relationship ready? Think about it before you answer the question. You know, don't just say, you know, you jump out of the pan and into the fire. Really think about it. The questions was full of the questions and answers were full of confessions, research, and transparency in the navigation of dating with a purpose. I believe everyone at this point should be dating with a purpose. And whatever that purpose is, if your purpose is marriage, or if your purpose is sex, or your purpose is just for companionship, whatever that purpose is, you should date in it, or, you know, have a relationship within that purpose that you are looking for. Pieces of advice. Enjoy the dating process. This is the time you get to learn. This is the get to know each other period. This is where you ask all the questions, even if it's questions you're not sure of or kind of skeptic about. This is the period where you get all these answers at during the dating process, because during this time, this will let you know if you like a relationship or you want to pursue a relationship with this person. So you got to get all these little questions out now. Enjoy your sexual adventures in the dating process. Some may have sex, some may not have sex, some may have partial sex, whatever partial sex may mean to you. But whatever it is, make sure you make a conscious decision. Excuse me, and you make this decision for yourself. So, and enjoy it. Don't have anyone make you feel any kind of way behind anything. Don't be discouraged. Your perfect, quote-unquote, you know, I love to say perfect, match is looking for you to make yourself accessible. You can't be sitting in the house and think he's going to find you. You have to be out and about. I truly believe that my Mr. Right for me, I have to be introduced to him from someone I already know. Because I've been out and about in several different places. They say you can find him in church. You can find him at funerals. You can find him at weddings. That's a lie. That's one of those those old cliches or whatever they said, what you can do, they lying, because I haven't found it yet and they haven't found me and I've been to all those places. And be your best version of yourself each and every day. We all have 24 hours. I don't get no more than you. You don't get no less than me. Make it the best. You deserve it. You deserve it each and every day. We get every day to live, and we only die once. So you know what? Enjoy the every day and live it to the fullest. Nothing is promised to any of us, so enjoy living while you can and take living by storm. Do any and all the things you think of without hesitation or regrets, and you don't need anyone's permission. Stop waiting on permission from people to tell you what you can do, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, whatever. Do what you feel is right as long as you are not hurting yourself or anyone else. Expand your desires and enjoy pleasure and enjoy the pleasure that it brings. Life is precious and fragile, so make every second count before it becomes the past. Everything between your first breath and your last, begin making it worth it. Make it phenomenal. Make it a loving memory. Step out your box and experience what's on the other side. You never know. That other side just may be the side you've been looking for all this time. And when you step out, you can learn something from experience and not just hearing it from somebody else's experience. You got a firsthand experience. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Live happily in every moment of your life. Live in your peace and not a piece of whatever that is just because it's a piece of it. No, we need the PEACE, not the PIECE. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. Some people have gone, we're already in August, in a couple of hours, and someone may not have heard I love you yet. Well, since no one has told you, I'm going to tell you. You are loved. LSO would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out with me for 2 hours of conversation. Whether you just stood on the line or you wrote in little comments or you wrote comments in that you didn't want me to share, I thank you. I appreciate it. You could have been doing anything else but you decided to give me 2 hours of your time that you can never get back. So I thank you for that and know that I truly appreciate it. You are invited to continue on this radio journey, enjoying the ride each and every Monday night. Don't forget to pay it forward. Your candle will not dull you by lighting someone else's candle from your stem. We can all shine brightly and in no competition of each other. If God's will, I'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtags are hashtag my LSO journey, hashtag love yourself organically, hashtag I deserve, hashtag backseats. Give people back what it is they want. If it's unlike you, give it right back to them. And hashtag I am yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone. And don't forget, answer the questions in a group, and I will talk with you next Monday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., or in the group every day. Hugs and smooches, chocolate kisses. Buenos noches.